Oh, criticism. Can you not take rest, even for a short while? In life's school, we must not neglect any class. God's compassion is always prepared for every emergency. God has many special projects, yet he finds time to think of me. Even the least attention from God thrills my entire being. God and God's will have been waiting and waiting to see the face of world transformation. I only pay attention to my Lord's inner dictates. Eagerness is appreciated both in heaven and on earth. If we surrender to God's will, then he will give us time to do everything that we sincerely need. My heart gratitude incense, God inhales and becomes exceedingly happy. Whenever God does anything for me, it thrills me immediately. God has given us ample time to please him in his own way. God and I enjoy gratitude stories more than anything else. My gratitude heart longs for only one thing, God's sweet smile. Disobedience never thinks that God is watching. My God obedience saves me every day, every hour, every minute, every second. I sleeplessly pay attention only to my inner pilot. When this world was first born, there was much more inner beauty than now. I have made friends with hope and promise. Each seeker derives tremendous joy from serving God in a special way. At long last, God and God's will have shown me the fastest way to my destination. God always watches us from deep within. I shall not create any more problems for the compassion-flooded Mother Earth. My Lord tries again and again and again. So must I. I wish to be a sleepless God-gratitude heart. When God sends me invitations, he sends them even to my constantly God-doubting mind. Love has to be the foundation of everything here on earth. God also has his personal whims. We must try to enjoy them. I constantly see that God's compassion eye is wiping away the tears of genuine seekers. May my life be aglow with gratitude. God appreciates those who attend the God Bliss exhibit. My heart and I have been waiting patiently at God Eternity's door. God-realization is my heart's only secret and sacred thirst. God is not bound by anything, neither is my onward aspiration journey. Waste no time. God is expecting your arrival. Do not take a blind leap into the darkness night. Jealousy knife is very destructive. Nothing is as beautiful as our heart tears. Today I must receive wisdom light in ample measure from above. To create a perfect world, we must become a song of interdependence. Our purity heart has to be guarded all the time. When surrender is missing in the spiritual life, nothing special can we achieve. The Master's compassion heart is far beyond our imagination's flight. Every seeker has to wait at eternity's door. A devotion heart is the sweetness child of its inner pilot. May our aspiration heartbeats be flooded with nectar delight. I am tired of being ignorance incarnate. My fate is such that I stumble all the time in my mind shadows. I was an ego mountain, but now I am humility grass. If you think that the desire life will very soon surrender to the aspiration heart, then you are mistaken. From aspiration dawn, the beauty of songs arises. Each seeker must develop a burning aspiration flame to be at the feet of God. May my cry fly high, higher, highest, to be in the heart home of my Lord Beloved Supreme. I am dying to be a tiny petal of my Lord's lotus heart garland. To love God the Creator and serve God the creation is the sole purpose of my life. God never forces us to open our heart door, never. All our thoughts must have one direction, the golden shore. Even when God is hiding, we feel his compassion and affection. Each soul will eventually be heaven-bound. Selfishness will never know the joy of oneness. Each moment is a golden opportunity to run and sit at God's feet. We all must have only one longing, God manifestation dream. The morning sun comes to me with joy boundless. The evening stars come to me with peace breathless. Each seeker is a compassion flame of God. I must never allow my devotion to die of starvation. I need a totally different name, Prayer Heart. Today's disaster is eager to see another disaster tomorrow. Before God gives me any lessons, he first examines the purity of my mind. The outer education is apt to puzzle me. The inner education is apt to inspire me and energize me to realize my own divinity deep within my heart. Book knowledge is always ignorant of the heart wisdom. God loves to see that I am desperately trying to become familiar with him. God enjoys immensely cradling my heartbeat. The mind knows only one thing. How to decry others. My Lord is thirsty. How is it that I cannot offer him even a few drops of my gratitude heart tears? The funniest thing God enjoys is this, when I think and feel that I love God more than anyone else. Not frightening, but enchanting are the ways of my Lord Beloved Supreme. I must try to treasure my Lord's compassion eye the way I treasure my own heartbeat. I shall fulfill my Lord's will until I breathe my last. When I say I am a God-hunger heart, I really mean it. Spirituality is sleepless God affirmation. My God obedience key can unlock God's heart door easily. Genuine gratitude heart tears are very rare. I do not want God to take the trouble of coming down. I must hurriedly fly and fly to be at his feet. At every second, my heart wants to be surrounded by God seekers and God lovers. God the Mother wants me to take more rest. God the Father wants me to work as hard as possible and as often as possible. In my real life, aspiration and dedication are my only friends. God's silence eye blesses me with infinity's peace. God's silence eye replaces the human in me with his love divine. God's every attention thrills my heart and excites my life. God's world transformation message is sacred and not secret. Simplicity is a most precious inner will. Hesitation lengthens the inner road unimaginably. My Lord, you are so compassionate to me. You always allow me to place all my imperfections at your lotus feet. At long last, God has decided to operate on my disobedient mind. God tells us to go beyond the realm of possibility. You do not have to express your devotion outwardly. Just try to feel that your inner life is a devotion child. God is made of joy toy. I must not break this beautiful toy. Alas, my heart is an unused God cry. The spiritual life without progress is meaningless. I must destroy my mind's unwillingness snare. I always participate in the heart meetings and know, never in the mind meetings. A devotion heart is very sacred to God. I must not celebrate my own deplorable past activities. It is extremely difficult for a man of self-importance to be simple and sincere. I have firmly closed my heart door on fear and doubt. Childlike enthusiasm feeds us and makes us very strong to fight ignorance attacks. May my life become an ever-blossoming joy. When the heart is divinely strong, fear is bound to disappear without a trace. God's oneness heart speaks and listens at the same time. God tells me, "My child, dive into my heart. I shall show the way to God realization." Only the soul knows how to sing in silence. God wants me to exercise my divine authority against the teeming darkness of the mind. My Lord quite frequently visits my heart throne. All the members of my inner family are acting positively, except my God-doubting mind. Satisfaction is a very rare achievement in the life of mankind. When I make progress, I see the unseen hand. Never go back to your old, unaspiring self. My Lord, do teach me the message of universal love. No matter how many times I speak to God, each time he bends down to listen. Delight is every soul's unmistakable birthright. All your worries will disappear if you pray to God to appear before you. God whispers every morning a sweet song to each and every heart. O lover of God's victory, rise up, please. We all need faith at every moment in our spiritual life. God Himself creates us for the fulfillment of His will. God's command knows no holidays. We must water Mother Earth with our heart's utmost reverence. God came down to inspire me with His own heart songs. God Himself proudly strikes my victory gong. Whenever we are ready to sing for God, He tells us to sing the surrender song first. My Lord repeatedly warned me, but I failed to pay heed. I love challenges. They make my entire being stronger than the strongest. My aspiration is good, but not good enough to be a choice instrument of God. The path of self-reliance is self-destructive. My Lord has secret conversations with each and every soul. He tells the souls not to breathe a word. I cannot tell anyone what I really feel about the world. Only a pure heart is granted God's love nectar. The heart of devotion very quickly enters into a very high meditation. God very quickly disappears when He sees He is not needed. My mind cannot eclipse my God aspiration life. Alas, I am totally lost. I can neither avoid the world situation nor seek God's grace. All is God, both a wild elephant and a faithful dog, but we shall have to choose between them. I see the world blossoming at every moment. Do not look at the world with your frustration mind. Look at the world with your aspiration heart. This world is not ready to accept the divine light, even in a tiny measure. The seeker's heart has to be extremely vigilant all the time. My Lord's golden feet quite often wait and wait for my heart's devotion flowers. If God knows how to command me, then I also know how to obey Him. Superiority and inferiority have no place in our inner life. Enthusiasm braves the challenges of both our inner life and our outer life. I must regain my heart's inner cries and my soul's inner smiles. Everybody will be driven to the perfection goal at God's choice hour. O my mind, I urge you to be one with my heart's breath. First cry and smile. Finally, go and sit at God's feet. The hardest lessons are by far the best for our fastest spiritual progress. Life prefers to go in cycles. God wants my heart either to avoid or to disregard the attacks of my mind. When my heart pleases God, in silence, God immediately becomes the slave of my heart. We really help God when we start forgiving our enemies. Life is a constant battle between the divine forces and the undivine forces. Needless to say, the divine forces will ultimately win. The universe is nowhere else save and except inside the heart of a God lover. To think highly and speak highly of this world is an almost impossible task. My Lord has forcefully lowered the sails of my disproportionate pride. Alas, I am too afraid to count my life's wasted moments. My Lord has entrusted me to his own heart. We must cast aside doubt long before it tries to enter into our mind. My Lord, do tell me, will my uselessness life be ever over? My Lord wants my soul to teach me everything anew. Only a devotion heart can value God's blessings. Until the God hour strikes, all our efforts seem futile. God's heart shows us the first step. And then his eye shows us the rest of the steps. My Lord, do allow me to drown in your forgiveness sea. Since surrender to God's will is absolutely needed, why not do it right away? My God dedication entirely depends on God's compassion. My Lord is all ready to see me climbing, but alas, my fear is torturing me. Sincerity, humility, and faith can never be surpassed. God is compelling me to like myself. God is requesting my heart to take care of my mind. As difficulties are increasing, even so, my faith in God is increasing. Meditation has its own secret and sacred protection. We must not think of our lost opportunities. We must create new opportunities. The mind adores the heroes of the outer world. The heart worships the spiritual figures of the inner world. Our first and foremost duty is to listen to the dictates of our soul. Every day we must pray to God at a God-appointed hour. God has tried countless times to cancel my friendship with Ignorance Night. God does not like the word beggar. He likes only the word child. May my heart swim sleeplessly in aspiration tears. Constant God remembrance leads us to sure God realization. My golden progress days and nights are fast approaching me. Now that I know that God is the sole possessor of my life, I am utterly relieved. God's compassion eye is visible only when we search for it from the very depths of our heart. May my heart be a painting of God delight. God's fortune smiles descend upon the seeker who entirely depends on him. The joy of an obedient heart can never be equaled by anything. God's sweetness, kindness, and compassion immediately melt my aspiring heart. We must avail ourselves of all the glorious opportunities that make us the choicest instruments of God.